And God the Father smiles upon his Son, his one creation and his only joy. And as we look upon the world forgiven, it's he who calls to us and comes to take us home.
Miracles, Concepts to Christ, with Ezra. Hello and welcome to A Course in Miracles, Concepts to Christ. My name is Ezra. I will make a note right now that there's some wind in the recording, and I get it figured out at about 5 minutes, if you can bear with it, abiding in awareness and simply being aware of sounds. Amen. This episode is called Miracles for Others. So we've been looking at miracles, and I'm continuing to look at miracles. It is the most helpful tool for us to return to God. It is what we need. And in giving miracles, I receive the benefits of the miracle. If I'm not in joy, I need to give some miracles. If I'm not receiving healing, I need to give some miracles. So it's a wonderful use of to give and to receive are one in truth. That wonderful concept. So yes, I'm so glad we're here together, joined in the purpose of awakening, of going back in the mind into awareness with the Holy Spirit in order to arrive at the Christ, for the Christ to be revealed to us. And that's all we want to do. That's the only thing we're doing. If that's not happening, then nothing is happening. We can delay in suffering, but why? When the peace of God is right here within our minds, right across the bridge of the Holy Spirit. So let's very briefly find the Holy Spirit in our minds. I can say, I am seeing a tree. Therefore, I'm aware of a tree. Therefore, I am aware. I see my hand, so I am aware. I hear the waves. I'm here on the rooftop this morning. We have to do stuff today, so I am recording this early in the morning up on the rooftop. There might be birds around, and there is an ocean nearby. That's a rooster you might hear. We are in Mexico. And I am aware of that rooster. Sound, so I am aware. I am aware of ocean sounds. I am aware. Equally, I could be aware of traffic sounds. I am simply aware. I am aware of construction noises all through the day. I am aware. What I am aware of has no meaning, has no truth. It makes no difference to who I am. It makes no difference to reality. So the fact that I am aware is what I want to focus on in order to come back to the Holy Spirit, to Christ. So I am aware of all these things. And then in my mind throughout the day, when you notice thinking, to say thinking, I am aware. I am aware of thinking. I am aware. And the thinking stops. When I go into the awareness of thinking, the thinking stops. And let's go over, what is that awareness? That awareness is universal. It's not my personal awareness, but it is the universal shared awareness that we can all find behind our personal mind, behind the ego. There's a universal awareness. It is an unconditionally loving awareness. It joins with what it is aware of. So this is very interesting. Projection makes perception, meaning what I'm seeing, I'm projecting. What I'm perceiving out there, I am projecting. It's coming out from me, and then the senses pick it up. So, of course, the world teaches that everything out in the world comes into us. But what we're learning here is that we are putting it out into the world and then receiving it through perception. But it starts with the projection. Projection is what makes the perception. So to think I am aware of a tree, and then to realize that I am projecting that tree. So the awareness of the tree, it feels like that's coming into me. But when I say this is unconditionally loving awareness, then it feels like I am giving love to the tree. So it's both, isn't it? To give and to receive are one in truth. Let's use that in awareness, to give and to receive. The receiving of a perception is the same situation as the giving of unconditional love. So I see a tree with the Holy Spirit's perception. I see a tree and I'm joining with it in unconditional love. I'm receiving it in my awareness and I'm giving unconditional love. So the same is with a difficult situation. The same is watching the news with horrors. I am receiving it and I'm giving unconditional love. So unconditional love has no judgment. There is no preference to it. There is not a thought that it could be wrong. Unconditional love, I think of as an empty room that receives anything that's put inside it. It will receive garbage and it will receive treasures. Unconditional love has no preference as to what is. So unconditionally loving awareness, universal awareness. So then it's not Ezra. Ezra's out of the picture. There is simply awareness happening here. Awareness is happening here. And unconditional love is being given as I'm joining. Whatever is received in awareness is unconditionally loved. So we can take away the direction. How about we do that? I'm not giving love. I'm not receiving a perception. They're simply joining. The Holy Spirit joins. The Holy Spirit is all about completely open communication. There are no blocks to communication, no limits to communication. It is joining with everything in an unconditionally loving sense. So with miracles for others, I'll jump right into an example of my wife, my best teacher, challenges me the most. So she was speaking of a place, and she was sharing someone else's judgment of the place, where they were saying how it was, let's just say they were describing it in a very negative light, and the people in a very negative light. And I was correcting that. I was saying there's another way to look at it. I was referencing my travel days and how people would talk about a place in a negative light, and then I would arrive there and my experience would be completely different than what some travelers were saying. You know, oh, don't go there, that's a terrible place, and all the people are like this. And then I would go and have a wonderful experience and meet wonderful people. So I was jumping in to correct. I was judging what was being told, what was being said, as not acceptable, and I needed to correct it. So I was taking on the job of the Holy Spirit of correction, when my job is forgiveness. My job is going back into awareness and abiding there in all circumstances. So I can say that was a situation where I didn't cue in to this was a grievance in me. I didn't like what she was saying. And rather than looking with non-judgmental awareness and staying in the Holy Spirit's perception, I listened to the ego, which said, no, I got to get in, I got to correct, I got to fight this, I have to defend against what she's saying by attacking her. So it didn't work out. And maybe the next day, she was speaking to me about her doubts and fears and maybe criticisms of a place that we will be going to. And I remembered, based on the last situation, I remembered to just abide in this awareness. And I let her speak. And it is very clear to me how in a sharing circle, for example, I have a lot of experience with sharing circles where everyone is in complete silence. Someone has a talking stick, a talking token of some kind, and they have the floor. And it's a wonderful practice if you do that with just your partner or with a group. And it can be timed 5 minutes. So there's a soft ending and limit to how long someone can speak. And it's just sharing what is alive in your heart and mind now, trying to be very present and not speaking to someone else, but speaking from the heart, just expressing. So David Hofmeister does expression sessions, this kind of sharing circle, where the listeners are completely silent. So I was in that mode, seeing my wife is sharing, and this is helpful for her to just express this. And the desire to correct, I just looked at that temptation. I looked at those thoughts to want to change her mind, you know, to want to get rid of the criticisms and the doubts and the fears and console her or give her another way to look at it. But I didn't. I was silent. Non-judgmental awareness. There is no problem here. There's nothing to fix. Nothing to fix. So that could be like someone talking to you. So again, we're looking at miracles for others. That is the doorway to the miracle. The non-judgmental awareness. The miracle will not happen without my forgiveness. If I don't first forgive, there's no miracle. So if I go through my day and there are potential problems coming to me, let's focus on from others, and I'm trying to fix. My first response is fix, as opposed to first response is just look in non-judgmental awareness, silent, forgiveness is still, and quietly does nothing. So maybe I can read something. Let's go to Lesson 90 in the workbook. Let me recognize the problem so it can be solved. So we can notice roosters and just let that be a cue to be aware of awareness. It's something to be aware of. Awareness is here. Amen. So Lesson 90 is referring back to Lesson 79. Let me recognize the problem so it can be solved. And the next lesson, let me recognize my problems have been solved. So in 90, I invite the solution to come to me through my forgiveness of the grievance and my welcome of the miracle that takes its place. Focus on, and I invite the solution to come to me through my forgiveness. I'm inviting, that's active. And my welcome of the miracle that takes its place. I'm welcoming the miracle to take its place. So I am now bringing up the idea for the miracle beyond forgiveness. So beyond forgiveness, forgiveness is the necessary first step to look at all in non-judgmental awareness and looking at another miracle for another, that when someone comes to me with a potential grievance and to be so wide awake that I am remaining in non-judgmental awareness. And I know it can be for me to forget that when I'm engaging with others, that just going along with doing things and talking with people and not realizing that, oh, this is actually a grievance because someone's saying something and I'm jumping into fixing mode. So to abide and just be so patient, it can be for me just a reminder to step back 1 second of more patience. Just be silent, be a little slower in everything, be a little slower. in everything and watch rather than do. So that gets more and more natural as I abide in non-judgmental awareness consistently throughout the day, in looking at trees, in hearing traffic, in hearing roosters, in doing whatever I'm doing on my own. So as I get more practiced in that, that becomes my habit. It's kind of like posture. If I do some meditation, some yoga, something where I'm intentionally working on my posture, and if I'm aware of it through the day when I'm sitting, it becomes more and more natural. And I'm not trying to sit up straight or stand up straight. It becomes a habit. And the muscles actually, you know, they strengthen in that better posture way. So the same with abiding and non-judgmental awareness. The more I practice that intentionally and consistently throughout the day, so wonderful the workbook as it's getting us to, on the hour, every hour, remember these things. Not for a long time, but consistently throughout the day. And then also the longer meditations of going into that space and listening, possibly some of the meditations, listening for God, listening for a voice, listening for a message, which is so acute, this non-judgmental awareness, wide open, just being in awareness and listening makes us so attentive and silent. Okay, so again, when something comes up, and to be in the habit of abiding in non-judgmental, unconditionally loving, universal awareness, and then inviting the solution of the miracle, my welcome of the miracle to take its place. So this is me listening to my wife speak about something, and I recognize that I could have a tendency to fix it. However, she is expressing something. This is my opportunity to perform a miracle. So a note of asking Jesus for before performing miracles, what his guidance is around, do I perform this miracle? Casey, having tried to perform miracles indiscriminately when only Jesus can do that, and it will fatigue us. So, for me, that's just, you know, is there something to say here? That's my question to Jesus. Is there something to do here? Is there something for me to say? Is there something for me to do? What would you have me do? What would you have me say? And that's it. I'm not coming up with what's the prescribed outcome that I think should happen. Not how should I fix this? What can I do? Silent looking, non-judgment. And then something comes. And then it's at the end, you know, just a full expression session, a full sharing of thoughts and feelings from another. And I have no sense of there being a problem. That nothing's changed. She is the Holy Christ. I am the Holy Christ. The self is being revealed. And this is where we're going with this. Of the more that we can abide in this awareness and forgive the ego's antics, our own perception that there's something wrong, the more we realize, oh, this Christ self is what is truly here. All these things that I used to attend to, that I needed to fix, that were problems, things that I liked in awareness, things that I didn't like in awareness. All those things have been keeping me from realizing that this is Christ here. Hallelujah. I'm interacting with Christ as Christ. Christ is here. And through the Holy Spirit, we will find that. So the Holy Spirit is our bridge as we abide with the Holy Spirit through everything. Don't forget. So that's another thing too, that we can be aware of. The tendency to fix, the tendency to correct. This, of course, a more obvious example, I think, is when someone is complaining about a pain. Someone's complaining about an actual problem in their lives. I have a problem. You know, I have a pain. This is awful. There's some kind of problem. And they're saying that to you. So at that moment, don't forget. Go into non-judgmental awareness. This is my opportunity to offer a miracle. The ego speaks first, and it will say, there's a problem. It's so sneaky. It's gonna convince you that you are gonna be the great helper, savior, by fixing their problem through the ego's means of first identifying with the problem, that there is a problem. So it's the ego meeting the ego seeing the ego, and then the ego trying to fix the other ego. It's just solidifying the ego identification. So the other way would be, I have another thing to read here that I'll read right now, and that's in lesson 92, miracles are seen in light, and light and strength are one. Strength overlooks these things by seeing past appearances. So we could say past the appearances or past the apparent problem. Yeah, it keeps its steady gaze upon the light that lies beyond them. It unites with light. So it's not the ego uniting with the ego and seeing the problem. It's the light of Christ or the light of the Holy Spirit uniting with the light of the Holy Spirit or Christ in the other. And that is the basis of the miracle. If I go there first, then I have no problem. I've accepted the atonement for myself. I've accepted the atonement for myself. The atonement, it includes the entire sonship. The atonement is that we are all one. So by accepting it for myself, I'm not saying I remain one with God, but for myself, I accept the fact that we all remain one with God. We are all at one. The atonement, I accept. And in the presence of another, if I have accepted that, then I'm in complete peace and joy, undisturbed, no matter what. And they present me with a problem that they are perceiving and believing in, that I do not believe in nor perceive. I don't perceive a problem. I'm used to abiding in non-judgmental awareness as I hear a very disturbing traffic noise and I see no problem in it. I have no judgment, good noise, bad noise. I have no judgment, good sight, bad sight. A sunset is no more desirable than a street corner. Nothing has preference within non-judgmental awareness. When you're in non-judgmental awareness, that's when the light begins to shine in everything. So this unconditionally loving awareness, joining with everything, it brings that light to everything. God is in everything I see because God is in my mind. So this God within my mind is uniting with God in everything I see. This illusory world is made with the mind of Christ miscreating. However, God is in it because it was made by the mind of Christ, which is the same mind as God's mind. So you don't need to look at the world and say, no. We need to look at the world differently and say, yes, the mind of God made this, and I don't need any of this. I need the mind of God, which I can see in this because I'm seeing with his mind. So let's do it. Let's join with the Holy Spirit. Let's abide with the Holy Spirit in everything. All through the day, when times are easy, practicing not getting caught in mind trains, distracting trains of thought. following them, but noticing, thinking. And for me to accept the atonement for myself, I say, I do not need to think these personal hypotheticals. I want the thoughts of God, which are perfect lights of strength, perfect lights of love. Here, present. It's a knowing. It's not thinking. So when I notice thinking, to really feel, I'm going to trust in the Holy Spirit. I'm going to trust, and I'm not going to think things through like this. I notice thinking, I'm going to come back into the present. I'm going to come back into presence, accepting the atonement for myself. I am one with God, and so is everyone. There's nothing else we need to do. Then come back home. As I let all these ego thoughts go, that's when the Holy Spirit, Christ's control, the Holy Spirit's plan, the Holy Spirit's control can take over without my interference. The only problem is my interference. So I trust that I don't need to follow the trains of thought. I can say thinking. And like we talked about last time, I can use that as an opportunity too for forgiveness and miracles and healing, to say thinking worry thoughts, thinking regret thoughts. I give that over. I would abide in awareness, but I notice, okay, there's worry thoughts. I see those worry thoughts from the place of awareness, and I see that there's no truth, there's no source, there's no reality. It's lies. The Christian, a Christian way, lies of the devil, placing worry thoughts in you. It's the ego, lies of the ego, placing worry thoughts in you, saying that you need to follow them. Placing, calculating, planning thoughts, figuring out thoughts. Lies of the devil, lies of the ego coming into my mind that I do not have to believe. The truth is in knowledge, complete, abstract, present, knowledge of self. That's the truth. That's all we want. We don't want the ego's hypothetical trains of thought. So this is the practice throughout the day, all day. And then when something comes to me from another, don't jump out of it into the fixing mind, Ezra. Look at it. Continue looking. When someone starts speaking, my first reaction, stop. Receive this with unconditional, loving, non-judgmental awareness. Join with it in unconditional love. Don't do anything. Don't speak. So again, strength overlooks these things by seeing past appearances. And in this lesson, we've been finding the strength in us, which is God's strength. So we're finding through the Holy Spirit Christ's strength within us. So we're aligning with the true spirit, the self of who we are, and not the ego. The ego sees weakness and it has to fix something. And it's anxious in its attempts to fix because it's attached to an outcome. I have to fix something. That in itself is fearful because something's wrong. So reading on in that lesson 92, this strength, here I'll read, it unites with light of which it is a part. So we're not uniting with problems of the ego. We're uniting with the light, seeing past appearances. It keeps its steady gaze upon the light that lies beyond them. Steady gaze. This unconditionally loving awareness is love in my eyes, steady gaze, the Holy Spirit's vision, Christ's vision. Steady gaze on the light, no matter what they're saying. They have a great pain. They have a great problem. They're criticizing something. They feel awful. They feel worried. They don't like something. My steady gaze is from the Holy Spirit's awareness, not Ezra. Ezra's the ego. The Holy Spirit's steady, unconditionally loving awareness to the light, beyond whatever's being said. I do not indulge a problem. And it unites with light, of which it is a part. It sees itself. This light sees itself. This unconditionally loving awareness is the Holy Spirit in my mind. That's universal. It's in their mind. When I'm in this mind, I am joined with the same Holy Spirit in their mind. Now we're in communication. Now this is love. It brings the light in which your capital S self appears. This state brings the light, and the self reveals itself. Then we see there's only one thing happening here, Christ. The only thing happening here is Christ. The rest is drama. The rest is drama. In darkness, you perceive a self that is not there. If I'm in the ego, then I see an ego that's not there. I'm in darkness. I'm not in the light of Christ, the light of the Holy Spirit. It sees that lack in anyone would be a lack in all. Okay, this strength, the light of awareness sees that if there's lack in anyone, there's lack in all. So can lack exist? The Holy Spirit says no. Christ knows there is no lack. And so it gives its light that all may see and benefit as one. Its strength is shared. We share it that it may bring to all the miracle in which they will unite in purpose and forgiveness and in love. So in joining with the light, in seeing beyond appearances, steady gaze on the light, abiding in that awareness that is shared, abiding in that light, seeing no problem, indulging no belief in lack. There could not be a problem in one, or that's all there is problems. If I believe there's a problem in one, then absolutely we must all have problems. Well, that's the state of the world, isn't it? It's pretty horrible. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad and getting worse. I have no idea, because it's not true. Steady gaze on the light beyond. This is what we're doing, and it is a required course. It's required. It's essential, and there's an urgency to it. The suffering is great. The world is weary. It needs to know that there's a light that is true. And everything that's happening in the world is not true. And the simple correction is going back into the Holy Spirit's awareness to Christ to go home. The simple correction is to go home as the prodigal son, squandering inheritance in the world through riotous living. Here we are, taking the eternal life that is given to us, squandering it in nonsense. All we want to do is go home to the Father. And as we approach our home with the Father, as we approach the kingdom of heaven within our mind, as we abide in the Holy Spirit's perception, consistently going back, and the world and its hold on us dissolving, and we retreat further back from whence we came, the same way we came out front into the world, into an illusory self, we go back, leaving the world, leaving the identification with a separated self, back into universal awareness, not a personal self. As we approach heaven, the Father comes running out to meet us. He will reveal himself to us and pull us back into the kingdom. And there's a great party, a great celebration. Hallelujah. Amen. So I will leave it at that. Bless you with miracles this week, that you are abiding in awareness, so that you are miracle ready. That's miracle readiness, miracle mindedness. You're ready for something to come at you, knowing that when you give a miracle, you receive the benefit. So you want these seeming grievances. You want them to come to you. It's your opportunity to forgive something, to peel another layer off of the onion towards the kingdom of heaven at the center. So bless you in remembering to abide in awareness. Bless you with the strength of God in you that sees past appearances. As you choose this, all the strength of heaven comes to do it for you. We just have to choose. We just choose, not the ego, we choose the Holy Spirit, and all the strength of heaven comes to support us. Hallelujah. And remember, I am not weak, but strong. I am not helpless, but all powerful. I am not limited, but unlimited. I am not weak, but strong. I am strong. I am all powerful. I am unlimited. Amen.